Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Robert Dallek's How Did We Get Here? From Theodore Roosevelt to Donald Trump is a work of American presidential history and political analysis that asks how a century of leadership, media, and public expectations helped create the conditions for Donald Trump's rise. Rather than treating Trump as an isolated rupture, Dallek traces patterns across modern presidencies from Theodore Roosevelt through the late 20th century, showing how expanded executive power, image management, foreign policy missteps, and the changing relationship between presidents and voters shaped the political environment. The book is less a biography of Trump than a historical argument about precedent weakness and democratic drift. Dallek uses the long arc of presidential history to explain how public cynicism and the personalization of power gradually made a disruptive figure more thinkable and more viable. Its purpose is both explanatory and cautionary. It seeks to show where the system faltered and what that means for American democracy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a century-long presidential timeline used to explain the Trump era, Dallek structures the book as a survey of modern U.S. presidencies, beginning with Theodore Roosevelt and moving through major 20th century leaders. This long-view approach is central to the book's argument because it resists the idea that Trump emerged from nowhere. Instead, Dallek presents presidential history as a sequence of choices, habits, and precedents that gradually altered public expectations about what a president is allowed to do. By connecting different administrations across time, he shows how the office became more personalized, more media-driven, and more politically theatrical. The value of this method is that it treats history as cumulative rather than episodic. Each presidency is not only judged on its own merits, but also for the assumptions it reinforced about power, leadership, and public tolerance. That gives the reader a broader explanation for current politics than a narrow Trump-centered account would allow. Secondly, presidential overreach and the growth of executive power. One of Dallek's major themes is the tendency of presidents to stretch constitutional and political boundaries. He highlights examples of executive overreach, showing how presidents often acted as if the office could override restraint when political convenience or national crisis seemed to demand it. This matters because extraordinary behavior by respected presidents can normalize later abuses, even when the original actions were justified, as temporary or patriotic. The book suggests that public acceptance of a strong man-style presidency did not appear suddenly under Trump. It was built through decades of gradual acclimation to an increasingly powerful executive branch. Dallek's analysis is not simply that presidents did bad things, but that repeated boundary pushing changed what citizens came to expect from the office. In that sense, Trump is presented as a beneficiary of long-term institutional drift rather than a historical accident. The book's warning is that democratic systems can be weakened less by dramatic collapse than by the slow acceptance of exceptions. Thirdly, image, publicity, and the presidency as performance. Dallek pays close attention to how modern presidents managed their public image and how that helped shape political culture. He argues that presidential reputation increasingly depended on public relations, media skill, and symbolic presentation, sometimes more than on policy results. This is a crucial thread in the book because it helps explain how a figure like Trump, already fluent in celebrity culture and media spectacle, could enter national politics with unusual advantages. The book points to presidents whose reputations were sustained by narrative control, charisma, or carefully staged personas, even when the substance of their records was mixed. Dallek does not claim that all image-making is deceptive, but he shows how politics can reward performance over governance when voters and media outlets focus heavily on style. The result is a political environment in which competence can be secondary to visibility, and where the presidency increasingly resembles a platform for public drama. This theme links the history of television-era politics to the broader erosion of traditional expectations about presidential dignity. Fourthly, foreign policy mistakes and the public cost of presidential fallibility. Another important dimension of the book is Dallek's treatment of foreign policy blunders and their long-term impact on public trust. He examines how presidents sometimes misjudged international realities, obscured difficult truths, or created unintended consequences in the name of strategic leadership. These failures matter in the book not only as historical events, but as evidence that even admired presidents were imperfect and often misleading. Dallek suggests that repeated disappointment in foreign affairs contributed to a broader cynicism about elite judgment, weakening confidence in the competence of national leaders. When presidents appear able to manipulate facts, conceal limits, or claim success where outcomes are ambiguous, voters may become more receptive to outsiders who reject traditional norms altogether. In this way, foreign policy is not isolated from domestic political culture. It feeds the public mood that shapes elections. The book uses these episodes to show how disappointment with established leadership created space for anti-establishment politics and for the appeal of someone wu-promised, disruption rather than expertise. Lastly, how voter attitudes and democratic cynicism made Trump possible. Dalek's argument gives substantial weight to the public, not just to president themselves. He examines how voters' expectations, frustrations, and changing standards for leadership helped create the political conditions Trump exploited. This means the book is not a simple elite history account in which leaders alone shape outcomes. Instead, it shows a feedback loop between presidents and citizens. Present influence public norms, and the public then rewards the behavior those norms have made acceptable. Over time, repeated scandals, media saturation, and frustration with conventional politics help produce a more cynical electorate, one less shocked by misconduct and more willing to accept unconventional behavior if it seemed to promise strength or disruption. Dalek's broader claim is that democracy weakens when voters come to expect less from office holders and when institutional transgressions no longer seem exceptional. This makes the book especially relevant as a study of political culture, not merely of one presidency. It asks readers to think about responsibility as shared across leaders, institutions, and the electorate. In conclusion, How Did We Get Here? Will be most useful for readers who want a historically grounded explanation of the Trump era, rather than a partisan polemic or a conventional presidential biography. It is especially suited to students of American history, political science readers, journalists, and general audiences, trying to understand how the presidency evolved over time. Its main benefit is that it places Trump inside a much larger story about executive power, media politics, public trust, and democratic norms. That broader frame helps readers see that political breakdowns often develop slowly through precedent, repetition, and normalization. What distinguishes the book from many Trump-era studies is its refusal to treat the subject as an isolated crisis. Dalek instead uses a century of presidential history to show how admired leaders, not only controversial ones, helped shape the conditions that made Trump possible. The book is valuable because it combines accessibility with historical perspective, offering a cautionary reading of American politics that is informed by presidential scholarship rather than immediate commentary. It is not a complete theory of Trump, but it is a strong guide to the historical habits that made his rise intelligible. If you would like to support Robert Dalek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.